Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Right now, we are on a countdown. In just a few short days, CEF Child Evangelism Fellowship will launch our annual statewide summer missionary training school held at our Camp Gnus. This is where all of our CEF staff and the whole state and all of our summer missionaries, both for our Camp Gnus and our 5-day club summer missionaries, that we all come together for an 11-day training school. The purpose is to equip these students that God has blessed us with, who are ages 14 through college age, so they will be an effective servants of the Lord, serving in the Lord's harvest field right here in Illinois, reaching boys and girls for Christ this summer. We are so excited about what lies before us, but one thing I have learned in ministry over the years is that there are always harvest field challenges. Just a few short months ago, our staff was wondering, where are the summer missionaries? I know at our CEF state office, we were starting to get calls as early as December and January to schedule 5-day clubs, especially with churches who wanted to partner together with CEF for their children's summer ministry outreaches. We soon realized, though, that we had a problem. It was a harvest field challenge. Where are the summer missionaries going to come from to staff all of these summer 5-day clubs that we are scheduling? We didn't know. But you know what? God, He knew. Now here we are, almost ready for the start of the summer season, and do you know what God has done? God has blessed our socks off. This year, God has blessed us with one of the largest group of summer missionaries in the state that we have had in many years. Right now, we have approximately 80 students who have committed to give of their summer to serve the Lord working with Child Evangelism Fellowship here in Illinois. These students will either be serving out at our Camp Gnus as a camp counselor or summer staff worker, or as a Christian Youth in Action 5-day club summer missionary, teaching traveling vacation Bible schools in backyards, homes, parks, apartment complexes, community centers, or as a ministry outreach with a local church. Last summer, just to give you some idea of the outreach potential of our summer missionaries, our CEF summer missionary teams reached a combined total of 3,332 children with the gospel by conducting 201 traveling 5-day clubs, 6 fair ministries, 3 day camps, and 7 weeks of overnight residential camp at Camp Gnus. Wow. But you know what? The best number of all, 400 of these children made a personal, professional faith in Christ as their Lord and Savior. Now, that's what summer ministry is all about, impacting and changing lives for Christ and for eternity. We praise the Lord for all that God has done and what He will yet do. But now we have another harvest field challenge. God has provided us with the summer workers, the summer harvesters, but now we need the harvest fields to send them out into. Right now we have more summer missionaries than we have 5-day clubs set up. That's a good problem to have, but you know what? Our CEF staff are diligently working right now to set up all the needed locations for the summer ministry 5-day clubs. We are looking for hostesses and volunteers who would be willing to open up their homes or host a place where children can be gathered together for 1 hour a week for one of the weeks during the summer to reach children for Christ in their community. Our CEF state office alone is in need of 30 to 50 plus clubs between mid-June and early August. Also, at the same time, Camp Gnus and the CEF state office staff are busy calling children and registering them for summer camp, especially for our sponsored scholarship weeks of camp for Good News Club children and for our Legacy Changers children who have a parent in prison and a ministry partnership with Prison Fellowship. In addition, this summer, we are also expanding our summer ministry outreach around the state by sending out our CEF summer missionary teams to pioneer areas, especially down into southern Illinois, all the way into the Carbondale area, and also to the southeastern and the southwestern portions of our state to conduct several weeks of 5-day clubs, reaching children and new areas with the gospel. It's going to be an exciting summer, but a summer full of many harvest field challenges. Several years ago, right before the start of another busy summer ministry harvest season, I was studying the book of Ruth in the Bible. I was especially drawn to chapter 2, where the story of Ruth begins to really unfold. Ruth, who was a Moabite, had married one of Naomi's sons, and she chose to leave her home in Moab after her husband had died, and she chose to go back with Naomi, her mother-in-law, to Naomi's own people in Israel, to the little town of Bethlehem. Naomi tried to shoo Ruth away, but Ruth, she refused to go. Ruth said to Naomi, "Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God." The testimony of Ruth's commitment to Naomi and to the Lord rippled throughout the Bethlehem community. But still, Ruth and Naomi, they faced many harvest field challenges. Naomi went back to her homeland, but they had nothing to eat in the breadbasket land of Bethlehem because they had no husbands now to provide for them. Naomi had lost her whole family in Moab, all but Ruth. Naomi, she was bitter, but Ruth, she trusted in her newfound Lord. Ruth then said to Naomi, "Let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn, in whose sight I shall find grace." Ruth was willing to step out in faith and trust in the Lord that she would find grace in the harvest field for all of her needs. And do you know what? That is exactly what she found. Ruth found grace in the harvest field shown to her in five visible ways. First, Ruth found the presence of God through the presence of others, showing to her the grace of God. When Ruth stepped out into the harvest field, she soon realized that she was not alone, that God had already prepared people to surround her and to help her in the harvest field work. Just the other day, I was feeling really overwhelmed with all the sermon ministry preparations, and then I realized that all of my to-do lists that I was stacking up was stressing out the other people in my life and my staff. I spent some time with the Lord in prayer the next morning and began to cast all my cares upon Him. And do you know what happened? God had people call me, email me, and reach out to me by mid-morning, just a few hours later, just to let me know that they were praying for me and praying for our ministry this summer. My heart was so blessed because of the presence of God through the presence of others. I was not alone. I never was. God had already surrounded me with His people and was preparing the way through all the future summer ministry harvest field challenges. And this is exactly what Ruth found when she stepped out into her harvest field need. By faith, Ruth trusted in Lord's grace in the midst of many challenges, and she saw God's grace through the presence of God, through the presence of others, and God's provision for all of her needs. The Lord's provision came to Ruth and to Naomi in several ways, including bundles of grain that were gleaned and given to them for their daily needs, and a provision and a place to harvest in all season long. But God's provision ran so much deeper than that, because God knew both Naomi's and Ruth's deepest desires, needs, and longings. Many times in ministry, we think of provision as the big overwhelming need that all comes down to money. How God provides for His people and ministry and the overall ministry needs is truly amazing and humbling to me. But so many times we forget that God's provision is bigger than a bank account or a checkbook balance, but it's bigger in His provision and meeting all of our needs in all the ways that God only knows. We can trust the Lord's faithful provision to us as His children, and especially in ministry as we seek to serve Him, because God's work done in God's way will never lack God's supply. As said Hudson Taylor, "After all, this is His work, this is His ministry, this is His harvest field, not ours, and we are just to be faithful workers serving the Lord as His faithful stewards." One of the other ways that God shows us His grace in the midst of harvest field challenges is through God giving us His protection and His peace. Remember, Ruth was a Moabite, and not everyone rolled out their welcome mat to a stranger, a foreigner, in their land. Perhaps some of the other harvest field gleaners felt threatened by her, or maybe even jealous because of God's visible grace upon her daily field work. Whatever the situation, Ruth had a need for protection and peace in God's providential care. Boaz, who is Ruth's near kinsman and the owner of the harvest field, he took special notice of Ruth, and he charged his workers to not harm her in any way, and to watch out for her, and to even meet all of her needs, including when she was thirsty, to give her a drink of water or even extra food to eat. Ruth then, when she found out about this, she fell on her face before Boaz and bowed before him, and she said, "Why have I found grace in thy eyes that thou shouldst take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger?" Boaz, who would be her soon-to-be husband after he and Ruth got through an unusual marriage proposal and a kinsman-redeemer covenant arrangement, he said to Ruth one of the most beautiful and moving words said to any person who is seeking to understand and comprehend God's great grace. Boaz said, "The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord, God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust." Why does God shower down His grace upon us in our lives, especially in the midst of our life's difficulties and harvest field ministry challenges? It's not because we are anything great, but because we have come to Him to take refuge in Him, to trust in Him under the shadow of His loving care, to meet all of our needs. When we trust in the Lord, God showers down his grace upon us. And then when we look back, we see that it had nothing to do with us, but it was all because of God's grace operating in our lives all along by his providential love and care. I know in my own life and ministry, I need God's presence shown to me by the presence of others. I need God's provision for all of my needs, his protection and his peace. All these are just visible evidences of God's providential love and care for me and manifestations of God's grace in my life and also God's grace in the harvest field in the ministry in the face of many challenges. In the early years of my ministry as a CF State Director here in Illinois, there was a special Bible verse that I took to heart and made it my prayer and my anchor of trust in the Lord. It's found in Psalm 147, verse 14, and it says, "He maketh peace in thy borders and filleth thee with the finest of the wheat." God is the only one who can give us his peace and his protection over any ministry that Satan would love to devour and to divide. And only God can providentially provide for all of our needs through the showering of his presence, through the prayers, support, and involvement of many others. Just today, as I was getting ready to record this radio broadcast, I received an email from our prayer ministry chairman who was asking if we could come together as a state board and as a CEF staff team for a time of prayer at our state office the day before the start of our summer ministry training school. I replied back in my email, "That's perfect. There could be no better way to start up the summer ministry and to step out into the harvest field and find God's grace in the midst of the harvest to meet the many challenges than to begin by prayer." I love the book of Ruth because it ends with a high note of present and future praise, all surrounding a birth of a son born in Bethlehem. This son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who would be born in Bethlehem, was a descendant of King David, whose father was Jesse, whose father was Obed, who was a son of Boaz and Ruth, a Moabite woman who found and knew of God's great grace. Thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations. We appreciate so much your prayers and your support for this radio ministry and also for our overall CEF ministry in telling future generations the children so that they too, like Ruth, would come and put their trust, their hope in the Lord and know of God's great grace through his son.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
Every child in every neighborhood needs to hear of Jesus and the message of salvation. And Child Evangelism Fellowship has a summer outreach program just for you. 5-day clubs are held for 5 consecutive days for 1.5 hours a day. It includes dynamic Bible lessons, inspiring missionary story, meaningful songs, and life-changing scripture memorization. If you have a burden to reach lost boys and girls in your neighborhood, call Child Evangelism Fellowship at 309-685-0716.